Hello and welcome to Marycast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli. I have something of great importance to speak to you about today. And let me preface it this way. If you heard about someone prophesying over a half century ago, over 50 years ago, prophesying, number one, that in our present time, we would be facing economic crisis, that you would have currency wars, that there would be competitions even between Europe and the United States, old allies of commerce. What if you heard prophecies over 50 years ago of wars in specific places, like in the Balkans, like in and around Jerusalem? What if you heard over 50 years ago references of natural disasters, in fact, disaster upon disasters, things like great floodings, earthquakes, tsunamis? What if you heard over 50 years ago specific cities referred to for places of great political unrest, like Cairo? What if you heard over 50 years ago a prophecy about a man walking on a moon some 20 years before it happened? I could go on and on with these because, my friends, this has happened. And the source of these prophecies is none other than the Blessed Virgin Mary. I'm talking about the approved messages of the Lady of All Nations. These are apparitions from 1945 to 1959, which on May 31st of 2002 received the approval of the local bishop, Bishop Joseph Maria Punt of Amsterdam, that indeed these messages were of supernatural origin. But let's say you didn't buy the bishop's authority. Let's say that let's say you're not Catholic. Let's say you're not Christian. But you heard 20 prophecies and more about things that are happening right now. Wouldn't that make you wonder? Well, it ought to, because it's an indication of the overall authenticity of this message. And these are messages, once again, that were given from our Blessed Virgin Mary under the title The Lady of All Nations, to a Dutch woman in her early 40s, Ida, we would say in the States, Ida Perteman, in a series of apparitions from 45 to 59, and then continued what she called Eucharistic experiences, visions and references about a Eucharistic time. But let's lock in on these prophecies. And here, and we're going to do several programs on this, on the Lady of All Nations and her prophecies, her social, geopolitical, natural disaster prophecies, which she herself said would prove the authenticity of the message. Because, my friends, the social political prophecies are only a means to an end. They're to catch our attention. They're to, as she says, to prove authenticity. Because the ultimate purpose of those prophecies is precisely the spiritual remedy that Our Lady has asked for, two specific things to bring peace to the world. The same woman who saw what we're now seeing today. Could you imagine Cairo being singled out back in 1945? Or the reference, let me give you a couple of these prophecies so you get an idea of how amazing they are. All right, the Blessed Virgin Mary appears to this Dutch woman in 1945. The first thing she does is she prophesies the end of World War II, as it was still raging at the time. She mentioned it would be over in that region in May of 45. That takes place. Then she prophesies in 1945, she sees an image of Israel, of the Holy Lands, and she hears Our Lady say that Israel will return. 3 years later, you have the return of the State of Israel after centuries of not having Israel, as prophesied by Our Lady. In 1946, the Blessed Mother tells Ida Perteman, she has a vision of China, and she sees a great unrest, a bloody battle. Then she sees a red flag waving over China. 3 years later, in 1949, the People's Republic of China is established after a bloody civil war. 1950, she sees a prophecy of a line going through the center of Korea, making it North and a South Korea. Soon after, months later, you have the beginning of the Korean War. She sees a prophecy of Germany with a line splitting up the middle of Germany and says, Europe will be ripped in two. And she says this long before we have any reference of the reality of the Cold War, the Berlin Wall, and all the other elements that came with the rise of communism. And again, quite frankly, we could go on and on with these prophecies. In fact, at one point, the visionary herself was unsure. She doubted the authenticity. This is 1958. And it was a January, a day in 1958, and Our Lady came to her and gave her yet another prophecy for her own peace, that this was authentic, that it was truly of God. The prophecy was that in October of that year, 1958, Pius XII would die, the Pope at the time. Now, history and documentation will show that no one had any indication that Pius XII was dying in October. In fact, he had papal audiences up to the last two or three days before he died. And Ida was given the prophecy. She sealed it in an envelope and gave it to her spiritual director, which was not opened until after the death of Pius XII. So a series of prophecies. Now, those are political and social prophecies. Our Lady also had prophecies of natural disasters and said disaster after disaster would take place. She prophesied great earthquakes. She prophesied elements of tsunami, what we call tsunamis, huge water and destruction through water. There was also reference in these messages that there would be unprecedented climate changes. And as we've experienced, you know, at the end of 2010, Europe had unprecedented freezing. We've had the great earthquakes, the significant earthquakes of what's taking place in Chile and Haiti, of course. At the beginning of 2011, what took place? Massive storms in the United States, freezing, but far more significantly, you have 600 people die in Brazil through flooding. You have Australia with unprecedented disaster through flooding. And so natural disasters, disaster upon disaster based also on climate changes. She, again, saw these economic battles. She used the word currency wars in 1950 when that term wasn't even used. And now we see the currency war between, for example, China and the United States and the whole global market challenges that are taking place. My friends, these are undeniable prophecies that anyone, any rational individual can see. These are things that are happening as we speak. And as I mentioned, she even saw Cairo. Now, this is 1950. She saw Cairo. She said, I have a great uneasiness about Cairo. And look what's happened at the beginning of 2011 with the events of Cairo, triggering this type of instability in the Middle East. In fact, she said, after she said, I see a great uneasiness about Cairo, she then saw an image like the Book of Revelation where she said, I saw different countries' emblems mixing with each other and it led into a chaos. She saw stars and stripes colliding with a sickle and hammer and colliding with a crescent. So that in some sense, all would be entered into this chaos that comes out of Cairo. The messages that are political and social and economic are a means to an end. What's the end? What's the goal? Why would Our Lady give us this information? To prove this? Because she has a spiritual remedy. Our Lady isn't interested in just giving light prophecies. She wants to bring us the remedy. And in our next program, we're going to talk about what is the spiritual remedy. Because Our Lady says very specifically, she comes in Amsterdam to call for a new descent of the Holy Spirit through the praying of a prayer and through the proclamation of a fifth dogma. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli with Maricast. More on the Lady of All Nations in upcoming programs. Thanks and God bless.